We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey guys, welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am your host, Susie Hunter, and I'm joined by Alyssa, producing today. Hello, Alyssa. How are you this Monday?
Frazzled, but we'll be fine.
Same.
We'll make it.
Same. No. We're going to have a really good show. We're going to keep it quick for you, as always. But yeah, happy Monday. Right now, the Rockies are 9-6-1 this spring training. And we're gonna talk all about what we've seen, because we are just 17 days away from the start of the season. A Todd Helton number of days. Is that not a good omen or what? 25 days until the home opener at Coors Field, so that's pretty good. That's when the real party starts. And of course, my apologies. We have not been talking about Jaden Hill enough, because he has been cooking down at spring training, one of the Rockies' pitching prospects. Buddy likes what he sees. We're going to hear from him in just a little bit. But yeah, first of all, let's get ready for the season. Are the Rockies ready for this season? We've got varying answers. But here is the state of where things are right now. First of all, lots of depth in the minors, okay? Lots of depth. And we've seen a lot of those pieces. A lot of them just got reassigned to minor league camp recently. But here's what Buddy had to say about the depth that we're seeing right now in the Rockies minor league system.
Beck has caught our eye. We like what we see from Amador. Thomas mentioned Shunk. Romo's come on. He's done a nice job behind the plate. I think all those catchers are looking good. MacGyver, Romo, Fulford, and I'll put Goodman in there as well. Carreras is more confident. He's doing a nice job. So the younger group, the guys who will be in AAA and AA, I'm excited for those guys to see their performance this year.
All right, so now we have a better idea of who's going to be in triple and double A. So yeah, don't get too excited about maybe your favorite getting called up, because we're taking it slow. We're taking it slow. Brendan Rodgers, not taking it slow. We've seen him in the cleanup spot a lot lately, this spring training especially. He's kind of thriving there, and I loved what he had to say about why he likes that spot, mostly because of who's around him in that number four spot. But here is what Brendan Rodgers has to say about the lineup, batting cleanup, etc.
I had some experience a little bit last year and then the previous year. I feel like I got quite a bit of opportunities in that spot. So it feels good, knowing that he has confidence in me in that middle of the lineup spot. Kind of bounced around 3, 4, 5, 6. Really, I'm just going to try to do my best wherever he puts me. But it is nice having, Mac and Nolan in between me, and that's a lot of protection, So if they want to pitch around me, they got to go to those guys, and then vice versa. So,
cleanup, Rodgers, cleanup again, they're giving me some crap. But no, it's a good feeling, just being able to be put into that spot where,
You got guys like Chuck and Toby in the possibly in the leadoff spot. KB, Nolan or Mac, me. I mean, it's really nice also being in between two lefties if that's how we, you know, roll with it. Because I do enjoy hitting off lefties, and they got to pitch to three batters. So having those two guys in between me will hopefully result in some good ABs.
Yeah, we've seen those results a little bit. We've got a little taste, especially yesterday's game, Sunday's game against the Brewers. We saw Rogers in that cleanup spot. He was right behind Jones. The sixth inning is where the Rockies really got a lot of their work done. We had a single from Nolan Jones, and then right after, single from Nolan Jones. We already had, who was already on base? Oh, Charlie Blackman was already on base. Brendan Rodgers got that RBI single to score him to tie it up at that point, get the Rocks on the board. They won. We'll do a full recap, okay, of the Brewers game later on in the show. But yeah, on who he's hitting around. Right now, this spring, Ryan McMahon hitting .348. Nolan Jones, .231. We'll maybe see him getting going in a little bit. But, fam, you know it gets me going. And ice-cold Coors Light. Coors Light is one of those beers that, like, you just know is always going to be a good time. And the fact is, it is made to chill, just like the ice-cold snow-capped mountains that they are named after. And it's made right in Golden, Colorado, too, so... yeah, we always love Coors Light. It's always the beer that I know I can enjoy no matter what bar I'm at, no matter where I am in the country. So all reliable right here. But yeah, when it's time to chill, Coors Light is the beer I reach for. So when you want to hit reset, grab the beer that is made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door, too, with Instacart. Go to CoorsLight.com/DNVR. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Listen, they're never ordinary. Bet365, never ordinary, because they do not do ordinary. They simply do not participate in it. They believe every sport, excuse me, they believe every sport should be absolutely epic. And right now, new customers can choose between two offers when they open an account with Bet365. You can use code DNVR365 to sign up, deposit $10, and you could get a bet and get offer where you place a bet of $5 or more and you can get $150 in bonus bets or the first bet safety net. You can place a bet up to $1,000. And if that qualifying bet loses, you'll get a matched refund in bonus bets. So for amateur hour over there, the first bet safety net, lifesaver. At Bet365, we mentioned, yeah, they don't do ordinary. They simply don't. But where are we? Must be 21 or older, physically located in Colorado. That's where we are. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 or older, got to be in Colorado. But Bet365, use code DNVR at sign up to get those deals that we just mentioned. Okay, let's bring it back to, are the Rockies ready for this season? We got to talk about the bullpen. The bullpen's a really important part. And, of course, at the start of last season, the bullpen was so good. And then it went off the rails a little bit. Were they overworked? Were they plagued by injuries? You know, it was a little bit of everything. Pitching definitely took a huge hit last season. But let's look to the bullpen. Lucas Gilbreth. Lucas Gilbreth is ready to make a comeback. And he's pretty close. Of course, we remember he... ended the 2022 season injured, came back at spring training and realized he actually needed Tommy John. So that was such an unfortunate timing of things. His ERA in 2022, again, during that season that he finished injured, a 4.19 ERA, his career ERA 3.78. So he's got the stuff, but yeah, he's eager to get the season started, eager to get back on the mound, borderline anxious, like, you know, the butterflies, the, you know, all of that. But so eager to get back out there after Tommy John. Here is what Bud Black has to say about where Lucas Gilbreth is right now in his road to coming back. Lucas Gilbreth comeback. Guys, this is live. This is the joy of live. Before we get that video playing, I will say Justin in the chat, it's his birthday. Happy birthday. Oh, happy Pisces season to you. Your fellow Pisces, Lucas Gilbreth, by the way, you guys share that in common. All right. And also Cornhusker Loyalist in the chat. She's cute. Thank you. She didn't wear makeup today because she's been in a rush because I cut way too many sound clips for this show today. But I love sharing these with you guys. That's the thing. Okay, we're ready? Okay, so again, let's just start this whole thing over. Here's what Lucas Gilbreth, no. Here's what Bud Black has to say about Lucas Gilbreth on this road to his comeback.
We have to temper him a little bit because guys coming back from injury, you know, they go through the long process of getting, you know, into shape. And, you know, the last hurdle is the high intensity of games. And guys feel as though they're there, right, because they're, you know, they're exerting the effort in practice and they're trying everything they can to, you know, simulate a game activity. But nothing beats a game as far as the high-end intensity and effort. But we got to temper that a little bit for him, right? Because we know the length of time it truly takes for a Tommy John to come back, and you know that's been, sort of doctor recommended time frame, and with trainers, and this has been a process that's been built for 40, 50 years, right? With Tommy John, so. But he's getting really close. He's checking off all the boxes as we get to the end of this for him. So it's encouraging.
All right, he's getting close. He's checking the boxes. That's the best we can ask for right now. But hopefully we see him back soon, but not sooner than he's ready. All right, we got to talk about Tyler Kinley, who is, of course, one of the candidates for closer. He has been phenomenal this spring. But here's what Buddy has to say about where Tyler Kinley is at right now as we approach the start of the season.
Healthy for Tyler. His stuff is good. Velocity is where it needs to be. The slider shape break is where it needs to be. I mean, it's still early. He's going to get another 6-7 more appearances to get ready for the season. But, he's been healthy, making everything we've asked him to do, bullpens, batting practices, catch play after day's pitches. He's physically in a great spot.
And we love to hear that Tyler Kinley is in a great spot because when he's good, he is so good. When Daniel Bard is good, he's so good. But right now, he is not feeling so great, and it's a big hit for the pen, too. He had that freak injury right before the start of spring training. Wow, could my phone make any more noise during the show? Daniel Bard had that freak injury with his meniscus in the knee. This is where Daniel Bard stands right now, according to Rockies manager Bud Black.
Slowly but surely gaining on it. Knee's feeling better. He's starting to play catch. He's starting to up the level of intensity and volume of his throwing. Hasn't quite got to the mound yet, but it's coming soon. But it's more about the strength of the knee from the arthroscopic procedure. That should happen relatively quickly here in the next, I'd say, week to 10 days where he is to get back on the mound and get his arm going again. But he's still he's still a ways away from, pitching in an exhibition game or after we leave spring training, staying down here in Arizona and pitching in a game and ultimately going out on a rehab assignment.
All right, our mental health king, Daniel Bard. Of course, we remember he started last season on the IL as well with anxiety. And that just all kind of spiraled right after his WBC appearances, which weren't so great. I think he realizes maybe I wasn't quite ready for the WBC. And it kind of derailed last season for him. So hopefully this does not derail this coming season for him too much. Of course, yeah, he will start on the IL. He'll start with some rehab assignments, of course, before we see him in Colorado. I hope we see him soon because when he's good, he's real good. All right, let's get into yesterday's game, yesterday's spring training game against Milwaukee. The Rockies won that 3-1, and Ryan Feltner got his next start of the season. Another start for the season, which was a lot better than his last start. Here's what Bud Black had to say right after that game. Yeah, welcome to the Bud Black Show, by the way. Here's what Bud Black said about Ryan Feltner right after yesterday's spring training outing.
You know, I like this stuff. I'm always encouraged by his fastball, and I think there's room to grow there as far as how he uses it. And I think he's starting to figure some things out with the fastball. The secondary pitches had some crispness to him. I'm sure he'd like to have a couple changeups back, but as far as the location there. But all in all, held his stuff through 50-plus pitches. He's got a number of more starts to, continue to build pitch counts. But he's doing fine. That was a good bounce-back effort from his last one. He might not see it, but he can get a little emotional too. So I want to make sure that the emotion box is checked, right? That he's under control, he's poised, and he's thinking clearly, and not pitching with fury. It's a fine line there. He's got a good fastball. I want him to be aggressive, but I also want him to pitch and throw a ton of strikes.
All right. We didn't get a ton of strikes from Ryan Feltner yesterday. We got 3 strikes. That's good enough for me. That's for sure. So, yeah, 3 innings for Ryan Feltner, 49 pitches. Not too bad. 39 of those were strikes. We got 1 hit. We got 1 run. That was an earned run. He walked 1. And, of course, I mentioned those 3 strikeouts. He's got a 9 ERA so far this spring. But, again, his last outing was not so great. You know who has been great on the hill for the Rockies is Jaden Hill. And again, we need to be talking about him more because he is cooking it right now. So he's a reliever. He wasn't always a reliever. He was at LSU. He's kind of dealt with injuries so much in his very young career. But what we saw from him yesterday, we got 1 inning pitched, 1 strikeout. That was his 3rd scoreless outing of spring training. We've seen him 4 times overall. And through those 4 innings of work we've seen from him this spring, a 2.25 ERA. I love these numbers. So he's allowed just 1 run, a hit, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts this spring. And Buddy said it himself, you cannot deny the stuff. This is a quote that I love, and I want Eric to put it on a t-shirt. I know he won't, but my goodness, wouldn't it be great if he did? You cannot deny the stuff. Here is the rest of what Bud Black had to say about what we've seen from Jaden Hill.
These are confidence builders for sure. I think that with Jaden, this is still a new role coming out of the pen, but it looks as though he's embraced it. We'll give him maybe a 2-inning outing here coming up, and we just got to make sure that the resiliency is there for him to be able to come back. Arm feels good after outings, and the rigors of being a relief pitcher in professional baseball. He hasn't done it in pro ball. He's been a starter in his very short career. But you cannot deny the stuff. I think that he's very confident. Guys like him, guys like Beck, who have that, real self-assurance and sort of inner confidence. It's good for these guys to continue to hang with our group and learn from them. So if and when they do come to the big leagues, there's a comfort factor there. The awe and the shock and awe is not there anymore. So, Jaden, he's doing his part. He's doing his part to grow as a professional.
Yeah, so much goes into getting ready for the majors. I love that. Yeah, of course, so much of it isn't just, let's start the sentence over. Hi, it's a Monday. So much of getting ready for a major league career involves just the confidence of being ready. And yeah, Buddy said, Jaden has that confidence. We've seen it from Jordan Beck. So these guys, to their trained eyes, just seem very ready emotionally. We'll see how they get there. So he has an injury history. He's perfect for the Rockies because he was a starting point guard and a quarterback at his high school. Oh, and a pitcher too. So he is just a very athletic guy. His high school career ended early though. He had Tommy John. That was back in May of 2019. Also, like, I just hate hearing that these kids were in high school in 2019. It's disgusting. I'm sorry.
Again.
This is new for me, feeling this old. Yeah. But it's happening. It is so happening. So, yeah, he's had some health issues, too, all throughout his time at LSU. He was selected in the second round for the Rockies in the 2021 draft. But, yeah, we got to see him. I love this story from yesterday. So, of course, he came out for an inning of work. It was scoreless. He struck out Christian Yelich, which, you know, Christian Yelich, a pretty well-known, famous baseball player. But here's what here's Jaden Hill's experience with Christian Yelich leading into this outing.
That was pretty cool. You know, I played against him on MLB The Show multiple times, so it was fun getting to actually face him. He's a great hitter, and I'm glad my stuff played with him.
We love Jaden Hill. We'll share some more sound from Jaden Hill maybe later on in the week because he's great. I love that he is so I love that he has played against Christian Yelich in MLB The Show. I kind of want to start getting into it, and one of these days I will. All right, so let's move on to the rest of this game. The Rockies pitching held the Brewers to just 4 hits. As a total, they struck out 9. We saw Sterling Thompson finishing the game. He was 1 for run. He scored 2 runs. He had an RBI triple. He's 4 for 12 this spring. Not bad, not bad. And Brendan Rodgers hitting .348. He went 1 for 3 with an RBI yesterday afternoon. Listen, Jaden Hill wasn't the only scoreless dude out there. John Curtis, Jalen Beeks, Nick Mears, Ty Block, and Gavin Hollowell. None of them gave up a single run. Between all of them, they struck out 6 batters. So fun. So fun. You know what is also so fun? Getting tickets with Game Time. I used them over the weekend down in Arizona because I wasn't working. I was just vibing. But yeah, Game Time, they're going to make it so easy to get those last minute tickets. So for the last minute kings and queens like me, it's the best way to do it because you're going to save the most money, even waiting just an hour before first pitch. But download the Game Time app today, create an account, use code DNVR to get $20 off your first purchase. Some terms do apply, but the first step is to make an account and use code DNVR when you make that account to get that $20 off. All right, download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Okay, let's move on. So we talked about Sunday's game. A nice little win against the Brewers, who are, you know, slated to be pretty good this season. The rest of the weekend did not go so well, at least on the scoreboard, but we did see some nice moments. But yeah, Friday's game against the Angels, an 8-7 loss. Austin Gomber, 3 hits, 1 walk, but 3 scoreless innings. 3 strikeouts, 2. Lots of 3s. Lucky number 3. Don't tell Larry Walker. So, 2 of his 3 spring training starts have been scoreless. So not bad. Brenton Doyle was hitting. So at that time, he had an average of .429 from spring. I think it's gone down a little bit since then. But the point is that Brenton Doyle is working on the one thing that he needed to work on. And if he can bring it all together, he could be really, really special. Ezekiel Tovar went 1 for 3 with a double and an RBI. Alan Trejo, his first home run of spring training. It's so great to see. He had 5 RBI and 2 walks. And, of course, we saw an outing from Evan Justice, a scoreless outing. He's pitched 4 2/3 innings this spring. 2 hits, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. He's cooking right now. He's another one. And, of course, Saturday at Sloan against the Cubs at Wrigley South, that was a 5-0 shutout loss for the Rockies. Aaron Shunk did have a really nice diving play. We saw him start that game. But he's been impressed with him at camp so far. And I'm wondering, no, I don't think we have, you know what, we'll show you a clip of Buddy talking about Aaron Shunk maybe later on. But we also saw Yency Almonte, old friend, was with the Dodgers, now with the Cubs. He pitched a scoreless sixth inning against his old team. Wouldn't it be nice if he came back? Wouldn't it be nice? Dakota Hudson got another spring training start. He allowed 3 runs over 3 hits, just 2 1/3 inning of work. He walked 1. He struck out 3. He's allowed 5 runs so far over his last 2 starts. Peter Lambert was scoreless. 3 scoreless innings, actually. Tyler Kinley, he still has not allowed anything this spring, which is very nice. Justin Lawrence tossed a scoreless inning, too. He's had, I think, 8 strikeouts this spring. And... yeah, Sean Bouchard, he went one for three. Alan Trejo went 1 for 2 with a double. And outfielder Jameson Hanna was 1 for 1 with a double. So the young guys are really cooking. They are really cooking. Cole Tucker and Vanessa Hudgens have something cooking.
I just saw that.
What a batshit crazy transition. Yeah, so we saw yesterday at the Oscars. I love when I get my baseball news from the Oscars, but it seems like Cole Tucker and Vanessa Hudgens are expecting. She announced her pregnancy while hosting that pre-Oscar show on ABC, and she looks great. I'm very excited for them. There have been pregnancy rumors since her bachelorette party in Aspen.
Oh, I did not know all of this.
Because they were like, ooh, look at that little bump. Like, she's usually so skinny. Like, what is that? Oh, she's like, leave me alone.
Of course, right?
But it was a lie.
Let me do my thing.
Just didn't want people to know yet. Honestly, it really isn't our business whether she's pregnant or not. But she did make it public, and that is really exciting. Of course, we know Cole Tucker, who started last season in the Rockies organization. It was DFA'd. He is in the Mariners organization now. So wishing them all the best of luck with all of their endeavors, because they've got a lot going on.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mookie Betts has a lot going on. He is supposed to be the Dodgers starting shortstop. So Mookie Betts, his path, pretty funny. He started as a right fielder. Then the Dodgers moved him to second base. Now he's a shortstop. He's got 6 gold gloves as a right fielder, by the way. So it's kind of crazy that he is this athletic, because typically as guys get older, we see them move further out into the outfield. We don't see them moving in. So Mookie Betts is just something else. And I feel like if like the Rockies were doing something like this, everyone would be like, that's dumb. But because it's the Dodgers, no one's going to question it. Here's the thing. Like, the Dodgers really, I don't think they can go out and spend that much more money on a premier shortstop. First of all, who's available? I mean, I don't think the Brewers were always a rumor this offseason because they have Willy Adames, but the Brewers, I mean, they're going to try to compete. So we'll see what happens later on in the season, closer to the trade deadline. But yeah, Mookie Betts, a shortstop now. It's so strange. So freaking strange. But yeah, the Dodgers, they're spending so much money right now. And of course, with Shohei Ohtani's very deferred contract, they do have so much more wiggle room than if they just paid him up front. But we'll see how this goes. It'll be very interesting. I'm super happy to see that Joey Votto is heading back to his native Canada. He signed a minor league deal with the Blue Jays. He's a non-roster invitee. And the good news is he now joins our old friend, Brian Servin. And they'll all be at spring training together around the corner from my mom's house in Dunedin. But yeah, Joey Votto, of course, grew up a Blue Jays fan, still has so much family in the Toronto area. In that opening press conference for the Blue Jays, he mentioned that he would have loved to have played his whole career in one uniform, but it just wasn't an option. And regardless, he is super excited for the possibility of playing for the Blue Jays, but he knows that he is not just, he understands he's not just going to be on the major league roster. He understands like he's going to be in the minors. And if he's lucky and if he can really make it happen, he could put on a major league uniform again, but he recognizes he may never be a major league baseball player again. So Joey Votto, I'm wishing him the best of luck because he's going through it. He's going through it, but I'm excited for him. And also Edwin Diaz of the Mets making his spring training debut today. It probably already happened at this point by the time this show aired because time zones, you know. But we, of course, know he missed all of last season for the Mets after an injury in the WBC. So all of our WBC casualties are finally making it back. That's the one knock on the WBC is that, you know, you never want to see your star players get injured in exhibition games. But it happened. It happened to Edwin Diaz, missed a whole season. Daniel Bard didn't miss his whole season, but, I mean, it wasn't his best season. So let's end on a better note. We've got, when do the Rockies play today? The Rockies are playing the White Sox. Chad Kuhl's team, by the way. Chad Kuhl, I think, made a start over the weekend. So excited to see him come back. Chad Kuhl missed all of last season, not because of the WBC. He also did not miss all of last season. He missed a chunk of last season because he took some time off to, make sure his family was all good while his wife was going through cancer treatment. She seems like she's doing a lot better now. He's out there getting those starts. We'll see where he ends up. But yeah, 2:05 because the time changed here, but it didn't in Arizona. So now all these spring training games are going to be at 2 instead of 1. But they will be playing the White Sox today. And we'll probably live tweet it. Why wouldn't we? What else do we have going on? Let's wrap this up because the Buffs got to start in just a couple of minutes. But Alyssa, where can we follow you on social media?
At Amarie21.
Amarie21. You can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms and keep up to date with all of the latest and greatest Rockies news at DNVR_Rockies. Stay tuned here on YouTube too, because the Buffs are coming right up in just a few minutes. This show will be back Wednesday at 12:30, not 12:30 adjacent, 12:30. We'll talk to you then. But until then, Alyssa, do you know what I like to say about closing out a show like this?
Oh my gosh. Why can't I ever... That's the show and that's baseball? No,
almost.
That's baseball. That's the show.
That's baseball and that's the show.
There we go. I'll get it one day.
Well, I mean, like, also, like, I don't want you to think I'm quizzing you.
I know, but I just really can't remember. I'm being dead honest. The fuck it, we ball. I got it. That one I had nailed.
Fuck it, we this ball. One,
I don't know why.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, that's baseball. That's the show. I will talk to you on Wednesday. See you then. All silly like the mayor.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.